You're listening to the Environmental Minute, brought to you by WDIY and in part by the estate of Don Miles.
Hello and welcome to Environmental Minute. I'm your host, Maddie Yang. Last month was Native American Heritage Month, which is celebrated every year in November. This month is dedicated to recognizing the rich histories, culture, and contributions of the Native American and Alaska Native communities who stewarded the land of the United States long before colonization. What many people may look over are the environmental contributions that Native Americans have made. Putting the environment at the forefront of priorities for centuries, it is vital to recognize their efforts for fighting to conserve, preserve, and heal our land. Indigenous people see the land not as a resource, but as a relationship that must be fostered, so land stewardship becomes more than conservation. It is about respect, reciprocity, and balance. And the paradox of this situation is that Indigenous communities globally contribute the least to climate change, yet they are some of the biggest communities impacted by climate change. They are the heroes of preservation, protecting approximately 80% of global biodiversity, yet they make up less than 5% of the population. Across North America, many ecosystems seemingly appear untouched despite the detrimental effects of climate change. However, these ecosystems are shaped by intentional indigenous management. In the Pacific Northwest, selective harvesting of cedar trees has created long-lasting forests. In the Southeast, fire-dependent ecosystems, such as the longleaf pine savannas, depend on consistent low-intensity burns done by Native nations. And in California, cultural burning has maintained oak woodlands and encouraged the growth of important plant species, reducing the risk of catastrophic megafires. Native knowledge is commonly referred to as traditional knowledge or traditional ecological knowledge, but isn't comprehensive of just a list of facts. It is composed of a worldview and forms the basis for sustainable systems. For instance, the Haudenosaunee principle of seven generations encourages long-term decision-making. Many plains tribes use rotational hunting and bison management practices to keep herds strong and healthy. In the Southwest, Hopi dry farming minimizes water use through an understanding of soil, wind, and rainfall patterns that modern agriculture is only now starting to address. Controlled burning, when done in precise patterns, reduces fuel loads and prevents extreme wildfires. Water stewardship is also essential for indigenous practices. Many indigenous nations have long protected watersheds by maintaining riparian plants, monitoring fish populations, and managing seasonal flows. Also, the Three Sisters planting system, with corn, beans, and squash grown together, is an excellent form of companion cropping that builds soil, reduces pests, and increases yield without the use of harmful pesticides and herbicides. Inuit sea knowledge helps scientists track changing ocean conditions, and finally, Maori guardianship principles guide sustainable fishery management. With the challenges that climate change imposes today, Indigenous stewardship offers ongoing, adaptive, and deeply ecological knowledge that offers pathways of solutions towards a warming world. Recognizing Indigenous stewardship means supporting land-back efforts, co-management agreements, and decision-making power led by Indigenous nations. Listening to Indigenous scientists, elders, youth, and activists who are fighting for more sustainable futures centered around culture and community is an avenue that can help us face the challenges of today. Caring for the earth has not just been a priority since the age of our warming climate, but one that has been present in indigenous communities for centuries as a preemptive work to protect our forests, rivers, plains, oceans, and mountains long before climate change even became a crisis. Native American Heritage Month cannot just be a 30-day celebration. It must be a constant recognition of the efforts of the indigenous people who have stewarded the land before us. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Environmental Minute, and I hope this conversation has inspired you to think more about indigenous solutions to climate change. Until next time, I'm Maddie Yang, and this has been Environmental Minute.